rolling down Imperial Highway. The big nasty red out of my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the Beach Boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side.
You're behind the curtain with Ann Hache. This is the TJS Radio special Ann Hache film series. We're exploring 11 of Ann's best works. With who else? Ann Hache. When a massive earthquake rocks the city of Los Angeles, emergency management department head Mike Rourke, played by Tommy Lee Jones, returns from his vacation to help with the city's response. After geologist Dr. Amy Barnes, played by Ann Hache, warns that the volcano may be forming in sewer tunnels, another severe earthquake unleashes the lava flowing underfoot, threatening to destroy the whole city. As the fiery, molten rock runs through the streets, Rourke and Barnes must figure out how to divert it. Volcano.
All right. Ann Hache, what do you have to say about Volcano?
And they blamed me for that movie tanking because I took Ellen DeGeneres to the premiere. Hello. Here's the thing, and I said this before. I met Ellen 4 days before I was doing this premiere on Tuesday night. Just to give a timeline, on Tuesday night, she was coming out on national television. I had no idea who she was, nor if she had a show called Ellen, although I congratulated her for it. Two nights later, I was going to be premiering on the Volcano, soundstage, Vox. And thought it would be a nice idea to take this woman who I thought was very interesting to the premiere. What I faced was a separation the second I stepped out of the limo. I went onto the red carpet, didn't understand why Ellen was being pulled back. We went into the theater about 20 minutes before the end of the movie. We were tapped on the shoulder by security and put into a limo and told to go home. There would not be any pictures taken of us to have proof that Ann was taking a woman. I mean, if we look at it now and the incredibleness about it, it takes a bit of naivete in order to succeed, because I was not a person who understood the massive realm of what Hollywood was, or the rules, or anything else. And I was a rule breaker. And I also didn't know pop culture, including Ellen. So I was flabbergasted, of course, did not know what actually was being presented as discrimination, like flat out. If I had known, high lawsuit, but I didn't have any idea. Well, it was just so shocking. Like, wait, what was it? So Volcano was funnily enough, a movie I fought doing, because I was like, I'm not a disaster. Well, also, let me just say, I turned down the dumbest things for the dumbest reasons. I did not have the highest of education about understanding why not take speed. You know, I was like, nobody's going to drive a bus and do this for an hour and a half. It's stupid. You know, that I get a call for the age. Like, did Ann just tell that if she was a part of this movie, it was stupid? You know, I would do shit like that. You know, I met Oliver Stone. He wouldn't look at me. I would go under the table. It was glass. And I'd be like, hi, I'm Ann Hache. What's your name? I would get a call from the agent. Did she just ask Oliver Stone what his name was? So that's just a little bit of setup. Like, now I'm being ushered out of a movie theater that my movie's premiering and being told that I'll never work again. And I'm like, I think I've heard this horror story before, but is this me? By the way, it was true. Yes, they warned me. They said, you're going to get fired if you take Ellen. And the next day I was fired from a $10 million picture deal.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, it's true. The fun thing about Tommy Lee Jones is that he doesn't like anybody. you know, and I tested with him. I'm pretty savvy when it comes to people with barriers. And I can kind of see right through them. Of course, it becomes my challenge. Tommy Lee never laughs. By the way, hi, I'm scene one. Let's make this fucker giggle. And he and I had such a great time. In fact, at the end of the movie, his assistant came up and handed me a coin. And she said, Tommy Lee Jones has never, ever liked anybody. And I said, well, clearly I'm not the first. And she said, yeah, as a matter of fact, you are. I think he maybe smiled twice at me. But the experience with Tommy is the fun of watching this movie again, because A, it made me sound smart, which then I realized was a really good thing that I could get from scripts. So as soon as I started learning the words tectonic plates, I was like, oh shit, I'm wearing a hazmat suit? The fuck? What's that? Okay, hazmat and tectonic plate. I already sounded smarter. I never went to college. I was like, cool, right on. I'll take those words. Now, you know, and then we're going through fight and struggle and stopping a Humvee on, you know, on a sandbag, basically. 19 cameras are going, which was a lot at the time. It's not now. And Tommy Lee and I, a fire is going. I'm just stop the Humvee and I go, and Tommy's by a fire truck and has a ladder, and oh my God, the fire is coming, and hang on, right? We're supposed to have these, you know, things that hook in. There's some shit going on. Oh, we're holding on and it's going up, and you think you're like tied in. And Tommy and I get to the top of the 50-foot, like the ladder goes up, and he goes, holy fuck, we're not strapped in. And he looks at me, he's like, no, I'm not kidding you. Hold on, this is real. And the fire's coming up, and there's things, and Tommy Lee Jones is holding on with one hand so that he can put his arm around me 50 feet in the air and support the fact that I'm holding myself and our three arms and his arm around me. He went through the end of the take. They lower us down. He had a fucking shit show on those. Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
But also, it was so heroic. I mean, I knew he kind of liked it. It was like, but what happened was we did it. When he looked at me, and he said, you hold on. And he put his arm on. These spectacular actors that I've had an opportunity to work with, they're not just, they're not playboys. These are not men who kind of came along and got discovered. Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, from Harrison, I can go on, Bob De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, Tommy Lee Jones, the people I've gotten to work with, the masters taught me, Johnny Depp, the masters taught me. And I didn't have long to learn before I was blacklisted. But man, oh man, that is the foundation for my work. And those men taught me.
The people that you've worked with is just
incredible. And the directors, by the way, behind those men, the believers in me, you know, Barry Levinson, Wag the Dog, the belief in me. Is Wag the Dog on our list?
Yes, it is.
Because that one is, you know, David Mamet wrote that and wrote it for a man, and Barry Levinson gave it to me as a woman. So, but there's just, I have such incredible respect for a generation of actor that is different than now. And, you know, a blessing seems like a kind of a frivolous word in terms of how I've been gifted by those men who have been my teachers.
Is there anybody right now that you've worked with that maybe you get a little bit of nostalgia, a little bit of that feeling back, where you're, even though you're probably the one teaching your fellow actors that you work with now, and they learn from you, but do you feel that? Because that, you're right, there is, for me, it feels like in Hollywood, we're missing some of those great actors. Oh. Those great.
I mean, the icons. I mean, it's movie making is a different. It's a different world. But I can also say I dipped out of it for a while. It's.
Do you really?
No, and it's nostalgic, but at the same time, we move forward. We evolve. You know, everybody. You move. That's why there are foundations for us to grow. And if you survive it, then you get to be able to talk about it and honor the people who have taught you along the way.
All right, we're doing the Anne Heche film series. We're revisiting, kind of peeking behind the curtain. Be fun back here. Next week, we're going to do Psycho.
Okay.
You want to tease them with anything, Ann?
Good morning, Southern California. We're heading for a high of 75 degrees.
Didn't take long to get our first Zig Alert this morning.
This morning's shaker surprised all of us here in the Fox 11 newsroom. This was a small to moderate earthquake.
Epicenter in magnitude is in for a tense spot.
Epicentered in Palmdale.
If a dam breaks and the mayor calls, I don't want you telling her Rourke went fishing.
Okay, we don't pull her off the slopes for even a 4.9.
Gas explosion in the MacArthur Park area. Rescue crews.
Public Works lost 7 guys. What's going on?
Freak accident on the storm drain. They hit a steam pipe and got scalded.
Steam did that?
Steam doesn't charge tissue like this.
Methane? Something else.
We got a problem.
Number 4 trend, westbound. Temperature on board reads 20 degrees above normal.
That lake was 62 degrees yesterday. Today it's up to 68.
That's a sunny day. It
takes a geological event to heat 1 million gallons of water in 12 hours.
What is a geological event?
Mike, come in. What's going on?
It's tremendous heat. This is no good. Get out of here. Get off the train.
Please do not leave your home.
Somebody tell me what the hell is going on.
There's got to be something feeding this.
When it hits what? It's going to punch through.
You mean erupt?
It's just exploding.
It's going crazy. The fire's popping off all over the city.
The west side is 1 million people.
There are going to be 1 million dead people if we don't evacuate.
When Mount St. Helens blew, the force was greater than the Hiroshima bomb.
Listen up. Let me tell you what's south of us. No more museums, no more department stores, just homes.
Moses couldn't reroute this. It's everywhere.
It's out of time.
They're going to be defenseless. You don't like my plan? That's good. Give me another plan, but don't tell me we're backing out.
We're going to take this thing to the ocean.
In a city where anything can happen, on April 25th, it will.
Please stay calm.